plate a potential nugget.
I think moving on, Jen, you talk about the notion of listening and you talk about the importance of understanding the nuances of the conflict situation you're in. And you say that when we're in conflict, there's a tendency to get binary in the way we read the situation. Could you talk a little bit more? I found that supremely insightful.
Yes. Right. So exactly what you said, when we are stuck in conflict, our attention tends to narrow and focus. And this helps us when we are in a really difficult physical situation, right? If you are facing the face of a tiger, you want to either fight or flee. And so it can help to really narrow your focus on what is in front of you, the problem that's in front of you, and then, you know, almost in a reflex kind of way, figure out what you're going to do. The problem is that when we're facing a more modern, less physically threatening situation, conflict is typically much more complex than that. And so a situation that can seem like it's just about you and me, and it's just about what I say and what you say or what you do and what I do, can actually be more complex. And so when we don't allow ourselves to notice that complexity surrounding the situation, or that's a part of the situation, we lose the opportunity to gain valuable insight about the nuances and about the influencing factors that exist that could actually serve as important levers for change in that situation. So there's a practice that I've used for 10 years that I originally learned from one of my professors, from my advisor, Dr. Peter Coleman, who runs the International Center for Cooperation and Conflict Resolution at Columbia University in New York. And it's a great practice that people can do even in 2 minutes. I've seen people have major light bulbs go off and major aha moments from doing this practice. So basically what you do is you start with a blank piece of paper. And you can also do this online. In fact, if people want to go to optimaloutcomesbook.com/map, you can find a way to do this online. There's some very cool online mapping software that we found that's available for free on the website. But you take out a blank piece of paper. And the first step is just put down the names of the people who are involved in whatever situation is occurring for you. So that might be, you know, if you and I, Deepak, were involved in some kind of situation that was hard for us to deal with, I would put your name and my name down on the map. And then I would put circles around each of our names, and I would have a line between us to show that we're in relationship with each other. Then I would ask myself to get creative and think about who else is involved in this situation. Well, maybe there's, you know, the person that you report to and the person that I report to. And then there's all the people who report to either each of us. And then there's my family of origin and there's your family of origin. And they might influence the way that each of us tends to approach problems and our thinking and our ways of dealing with conflict. And I'd put them on the map. So I start to really get creative and think about what is influencing this situation. What or who, what other factors, what other ideas, what's influencing and also influenced by this situation, and put that on the map as well. So the next step is to get really even more creative and put on your map anything that would be helping you think about this situation in a different way than you have before. So I've seen people put colors on their map and names of emotions on their map and stars and hearts and X's to show relationships that aren't doing well or that are very loving. Anything that can help you view the situation in a different way, put on your map. And then the final step in this practice is to take a step back and observe your map and ask yourself, what story does this map tell that might be different from the story I was telling myself about the situation before I drew my map? And typically, again, there's, you know, insights. Often people, for example, a very common insight is, oh, wow, I didn't realize that the way this person has been treating me that I've had such trouble with, I can't stand that I feel so micromanaged, for example, right? That's like a very common complaint in workplaces. My manager is just micromanaging me and I can't stand it. I've had someone like literally within 2 minutes of doing this practice say, oh, I just noticed that my manager may be feeling micromanaged by her manager. And that doesn't take away the pain that I have experienced over the last many months of feeling micromanaged, but it does help explain why she may be doing this. And it can give me a little bit of empathy for her in a way that I just was not able to access before.
Gives perspective, I guess, to what's going on.
Yes.
Picking up from what Jennifer says, I do think when we are deep into conflict, we end up seeing things in a binary fight, flight, or fright kind of a prism. And that's possibly due to the several thousand years of evolution. It's worth thinking about how we look at the situation with nuance rather than embracing a simplistic storyline. Something similar came up with my conversation with Jennifer Garvey Berger, author of the book Unlocking Leadership Mind Traps. She talks about five common traps a lot of us tend to fall into, and one of the traps she talks about is a trap of falling for simplistic stories.
Well, so it's we kind of fall in love with our own conclusions, and we fall in love with our own stories without even noticing their stories. You can hear it in our language. Like, you hear people say, well, it's obvious that, or it's totally clear that. I hear it in my language all the time. And almost never is it actually obvious, the thing that I'm talking about. And so forcing ourselves to listen to when we have a simple story, like, it's obvious what the government should do here. Completely not obvious what any government should do right now. Completely not obvious. And so when we hear ourselves interacting with a complex set of ideas as though it were simple, then we know that we are in this trap. And so I think the solution there is to be able to construct a series of alternate stories, not to confuse us, but in a kind of almost a scenario planning way, not to try and get the right one, but to try to help us understand that there are these multiple possibilities. None of them are likely to be 100% right. And to help us create a kind of a flexibility of our thinking that will hold us in good stead.
I guess most situations are more nuanced and complex than we think they initially are. Taking the time and creating the space to assimilate the entire context might be helpful in us understanding the plot with all its nuances. If this is of interest, you might like my conversation with Rich Fernandez, CEO of Search Inside Yourself, a leadership development company incubated in Google. He speaks about how we all can develop response flexibility rather than reacting to a situation.